Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Of the 27 books in the New Testament, 13 of them were written by the Apostle Paul. These 13 books are actually epistles, letters, some of them addressed to individuals such as Timothy. Other letters are addressed to individual churches such as 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians and Philippians and others. Now, as with most letters, there is usually a main purpose in mind when composing and writing the letter. The same is true for Paul's letters. Let me give you some examples. Paul wrote some of his letters to individual churches, such as 1 Corinthians, in order to address various problems in the congregation. And these problems included sexual immorality, divisions and disorder in the congregation, questionable conduct during worship gatherings. One of Paul's letters, Philippians, was very positive and offered encouragement and expressed gratitude to the congregation for their support of Paul's ministry. Paul wrote other letters, two separate letters, to a young minister named Timothy, offering him pastoral advice for his ministry. With this information in mind, I wonder, friends, if Paul was around today, what kind of letter would he write to the churches in America? I read a meme the other day online that said this. It said, quote, "If Paul could see the church in America today, we would all be getting a strongly worded letter." Yes, if Paul wrote a letter to the American churches today, what would the subject be? What would be the tone of that letter? Would Paul's letter to the American churches be congratulatory for tenaciously holding on to the faith once delivered to the saints? Or would his letter be one of rebuke and correction in certain areas of Christian living? Sadly, I think any letter Paul would write the American churches today would be, to say the least, strongly worded. But let's not generalize too much. What if Paul wrote a letter specifically to the church you attend? Would it be a letter full of praise, or would it contain a fair amount of corrective wording? Would the letter your congregation be congratulatory for a job well done, or would it be a call for significant change in attitude and behavior? Let's get even more personal. What if Paul wrote a personal letter to you or me? What would Paul have to say to us? Would we be pleased with that letter? Or would we be hesitant to read the letter, knowing that it might contain a strongly worded reprimand for our behavior and attitude? What would Paul's letter say to us? Think about it. Amen.